You don't have any right.
Yeah, what was that thing about rotating?
I started kind of turning.
I see. I was about to tell it to rotate this.
How do you like me now, kids?
You like me now. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi there. How's it going? Then I went and did it. Hi, guys. No, we're kind of on an individual basis here. So here we are, Joe and I, here at the studios of Signal Hole here in Belton, Missouri, south of Kansas City, next to the Jute Mill in downtown Joliet, Illinois.
Romeo and Joliet.
With his Miles Legionis and his Makes You Want to Leave Music.
And the White Castles will come at the end.
All right. Oh, you got me another record
I
here.
Did.
So
And while we're queuing that up, there's several reasons why I picked this album.
Why
one,
is
of,
it?
One of it's nostalgia, but at the same time, there's something...
I love the look of this.
So get ready. We're going to do it very slowly. It's going to be like a sunrise, sunrise. And this right here, my friends, is Mr. and Mrs. Jazz. And something I didn't take into consideration with this is kind of the period piece of this. Just the newspaper, the smokes, they're a little bit hungover. They got all that coffee right there.
It's recorded in New York in 1956. So what you got here, it says on the back. So what you've got is a period in modern jazz that I really enjoyed. As a matter of fact, for a lot of jazz, this would be the style I would remember. But I love this picture. I also want to... The woman reminds me of Francis Langford. If the guy were had a little more hair and were less balding and had a mustache, I would say, what are you playing? You mean the Bickersons were into jazz?
Oh, my God.
Now, there's something that really dates me right there.
Wow.
Yeah, the Bickersons were a comedy act for old radio that made its way into early television.
I remember I skimmed that just a little bit. The great thing about this, too, is that Joe Puma on guitar, Joe Jones on drums, Milt Hinton on bass, Eddie Costa on the vibes, Ralph was doing the honors on the piano, and his wife was singing it, doing it all. It Don't Mean a Thing is the first one there.
Well, let's make sure that I'm on that side. Is that side A we're talking about?
Side A. Side one, whatever they want to call it.
Don't mean a thing, but I ain't got that swing. All right.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Drop the... Suddenly I'm on the set of Harlem Nights.
You know, the one thing I do want to say real quick, which
yes?
just going to give a plug for my show, which is on KCXL out of Liberty, Missouri. It's on in the morning from 7 to 8 on Saturdays. And when this show started, I always thought it's weird that it's on in the mornings because jazz is usually a nighttime thing. I really kind of came of an age with Dr. Mike Pettengill when he was doing his show, Jazz in the Night, on KCUR 89.3 here in KCMO. One of the finest jazz shows ever. Dr. Mike, I will never forget it. You schooled me on everything jazz for so long, and I always thought it's a nighttime thing.
Yeah.
But when I see these guys right here, jazz is a morning thing. They're waking up, man. They're percolating some coffee, some jazz. They're smoking cigarettes.
Reading the funnies.
That's right.
And the newspaper. I mean, it's just like you'd walked in and say, you guys pose for a photograph? Yeah, why not right now?
Yeah, right now. We're doing this anyway.
They got them in the waiting room.
That's right.
They're sitting in the green room. Yeah, we're fine.
I'm not even posing. This is my natural thing. So, speaking of posing, I do want to talk about... I always like to bring up some of the musings from interviews that I have throughout the week.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate enough, part of the program here with Neon Jazz, which we record the vocals here, this is the home of the Neon Beat, the original radio program of choice in the Kansas City market.
Well, thank you. At least among my... At least among the people that enjoy that genre,
it's beautiful. It's well delivered. It's my favorite show on the air.
Well, thank you.
One thing that we do with jazz, because a lot of these guys are around, and we really want to profile. I told you in the very beginning when I did this show that I wanted to learn jazz not from an encyclopedia or from the annals of books. I wanted to learn it from the musicians.
Yeah.
And I wanted to interview them about it. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to interview a lot of these people. And I interviewed the great Crystal Warren, who's from Kansas City. And she's like Herman Mahari. She is now spending time in Paris, outside of Paris. And she's one of those true artist. She has a heartbeat that's purely artistically driven. She has a great voice. She's very well versed on multiple instruments. And she does folk, she does kind of that all country thing, she does jazz, but of course she grew up in Kansas City, so her backbone is jazz, and it really pulsates through her. But anyway, she was a wonderful interview, very gracious, and we had to reschedule it. Actually, my car broke down on me, so she called up, and I was like, I can't do it today, and she was gracious enough to reschedule. My car was fixed.
Well, it's cool enough that you're flexible enough, and thanks to the technologies that we have available to us today, you can most of your interviews are done on cell phone, right? You're basically reachable anywhere.
Yeah, the beauty of this was she called using FaceTime audio, which was one of the first for me, and I could record that down.
Yeah.
It's engineering speak, but it makes everything a little bit easier when you can do that from Paris to Kansas City with a 7-hour difference over this little flimsy line.
It's amazing the bandwidth we're getting out of just standard phone lines these days. I remember getting a call from somebody wanting on KMBZ radio, wanting to go on and quickly do the news, one of our newsmen, Dan Verbeck. And he calls me up and he says, John, can you patch me through? And I said, sure. And he starts to tell me about, you know, things. And I realize, where are you? And he said, oh, I'm in Mexico City.
Nice.
I thought he was calling from downtown KC. It just sounded like he was right next door.
Yeah.
It's amazing what we can do with this stuff now.
My favorite thing is when I'm talking to someone from New York and I hear a siren in the background. It just adds that whole Law and Order component to it. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, just makes everything a little bit more real. But anyway, Crystal was very gracious. She actually goes back quite a bit. Knew some people that I ran around with back in the day, known as the Daybirds, one of the finest pop bands to ever come out of Kansas City. She didn't belt it out there in the beginning, but now she's there.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't get all sappy on me there, Mrs. Jazz.
Love is misery. Listen while I sing. Listen while I sing.
Yep, it's vinyl.
The blue.
Ooh, that nightingale.
Sounds a little like Keeley, doesn't she?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
The way she works her notes.
Yeah, it's that cigarette. It's that.
That always helps with the contralto.
That's right. That contralto is flying.
What a shame he had to go and grieve me. Some other dame has made him abandon me.
You don't even have that kind of rhetoric that much anymore.
That's how it happens. A nightingale can sing the blues.
And Ralph's just taking the keys.
Hand me my fedora and light me another lucky.
God, what is going on around here?
Yeah.
So. I was trying to think what else is going on here.
Now I got to have a copy of this album.
This will definitely be in the.
Yeah, that's quintessential era right there.
Yeah. I mean, 1956 New York City, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Well, I have a jazz album that was recorded with Quincy Jones and Sarah Vaughan, and it's like this.
Yeah.
Very, break out the lava lamp and the large dynamic microphones, you know, the oval-shaped ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And just listen to the New York's Nightfly.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I got New York City on my mind. I've been following the playoffs. I've been baptized by baseball because of the whole Royals run for two years. And I will tell you one thing, and I'm biased, but the more I watch how these playoffs have played out this year, and even last year a little bit, what happened in this town for those 2 years was phenomenal. The fact that they went back, because the Cubs are going to run out of gas. I don't have any faith that the Cubs, they may push it to the late part of this championship series, but the Dodgers are just too good.
Yep.
But they're running out of gas. But the Royals in 2015 were like, we're doing it. We're winning it. We went. We're going back. Gordon's ghost is coming back home.
Yeah, you can go with the flow or you can resolve.
Yeah.
And the Kansas City Royals were the most resolved guys I'd ever seen play on the field.
And they weren't massive people that the Yankees are. The Yankees are specimens that aren't even of this planet. I mean, it's rare that you can tell how big they are on camera. Like, Eric Hosmer's a big guy.
Yeah.
You can't really tell. He's a little bit lanky on the camera. But when you see these Yankee guys, like Sabathia takes the whole screen up like he's like 12 dozen donuts. And that Aaron Judge guy just looks like some kid put together some unbelievable claymation thing. And it's like, oh my God, look how big that thing is. Like a football player gone wild. So
how about you were sitting there going Jack Buck all over everything?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? That is one thing that I did enjoy, is that of all the things with Joe Buck, he had to endure two Royals World Series and had to actually watch the Cubs win last year.
Yeah.
That's instant karma. So, at any rate.
At any rate, as Carlin would say, well, about 4.5%.
That's right. I would think so.
We just got done recording the long-form show, number 498, Neon Jazz.
Yes.
And you'll be putting that right up on the site here pretty quick. And how can they get to that?
I will be doing that tomorrow. You can get that through the Facebook page. If you want to go to Neon Jazz on Facebook, you can like the page, and I put all my shows up there. And also the neonjazz.blogspot.com. But to make it easy, just type Neon Jazz in Google and it'll go right there. Because you know what we specialize in around here?
Jazz.
Easy peasy and jazz.
And jazz.
That's what we do, my friends. And so does Mr. and Mrs. Jazz.
Listen to my song, Mr. Robin.
Got my trench coat on. Walking towards the wharf.
Going to get a refill of that coffee.
That's right.
One more camel.
Dames.
Dames.
They're all alike.
That's right.
Whether their name's Sarah, Babs, Silly Chunlukto. They all sound alike after a while.
Well, you know what? And with that, I'm going to do so. Hold on a second.
Hang on a sec. Francis here is about to wrap up.
In honor of that, we got a drum set that my brother Doc gave me, and we're going to do a little... just because of that joke right there. There you go. Thank you for joining us. We got a little fun.
The rim shot. Come over here, girls. Say hi.
Yeah, check that out. Drum set. All right.
Yeah, all the girls are here now, and with that, we'll wrap it up here. Say 8:15 local time.
What? Hi.
Lean in there, Casey.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Girls are back from Awanis, and I think that's... enjoy the jazz,
enjoy
my friends.
Enjoy the jazz, my friends. All right.
Neon Jazz.